Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
But most of the times, yeah, I'm just like, I just wish we could just like not talk about this and pretend like I'm still 30 forever. And that I said, I didn't say I would lose 100 pounds before my 30th birthday or before my 31st birthday or now that I'm claiming for my 32nd birthday.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all their friends are here and ready to go.
I'm ready.
And now
me too.
You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff, this week we're about to salute Canada. Don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, what a better thing to do in America than to salute Canada.
Kendall, they're our neighbors to the north. What a friendly northern neighbor we've got.
They are, Cliff. And you know what they say? Love thy neighbor. So that's why we're saluting Canada today. We love our neighbors.
Love one another. It's one of the foundations of America. And we're just spreading it around.
The foundations of America, Cliff.
Yeah.
Cliff, Canada has 34.6 million people in it. Or that was as of 2011. That is a lot of people.
It is. Can I invite all 34 million of them to tune into our show?
Our salute. I wish they would.
To their wonderful country. You know, did you know the border between Canada and the United States is officially known as the international boundary? It's about 5,525-ish miles between the world, you know, and it's the world's longest border between two nations. Kendall, did you know this?
I didn't exactly know that, Cliff, but I did know that they're the world's largest, or second largest country.
Kendall, what effect has Canada had on you personally?
Well, I have always enjoyed watching Jim Carrey movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think probably the biggest effect it has had on me are there are Canadian actors that I watch that I like. And, you know, they have the great health care. And so, you know,
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me. Kendall, did you know Celine Dion, international treasure, Celine Dion, Canadian.
Yes. Canadian. See, there's a lot of people from Canada, as you
the bounty of Canada knows no bounds.
What do you say?
For the boundary between Canada and the United States.
Kendall, did you know, although Nova Scotia was granted the British Empire's first flag by King Charles.
What? I couldn't hear a word you said while you're laughing through it.
Kendall.
Should I take over while you're in this laughing fit?
No, Kendall.
No.
I'm just trying to tell you that Newfoundland was the first part of Canada to be explored by Europeans. Ironically, Kendall, in a bitter twist, it was the last area to become a province. And it was all the way in 1949.
Well, look at there, Cliff. Look at there. Did you know that Canada officially became a country in 1982?
1982.
Yeah, it became the Dominion of Canada in 1867, and they officially became a country in 1982.
Well, wonders never cease.
They're just as old as we are.
Not as bad as we are. Kendall,
we're bigger than they are. They're the world's second largest country. We're the first.
Any country where we are. If we get a passport and go up to Canada, they'll be the largest country for the brief period
they
will be staying. I hope you don't mind over here. Austin, he ordered some pizza. Did you get some of the pizza that he ordered earlier?
Yes, I ate it earlier before we started the show as to not have my mouth full on the show. To be able to get those hard-hitting facts about Canada out during the show.
Okay, Emily Post. Don't eat during the show.
Don't make me call Mrs. Potter Butter Butterjourn over here.
Well, I saw her. She was here this morning. Did you see her? She was bringing... She brought a bouquet to Mr. Snowbottom because this was some weird anniversary of theirs. Not their wedding anniversary.
They have such weird anniversaries. They celebrate things so weirdly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love them to death, but they do celebrate some weird anniversaries.
Oh, Austin is flashing. He wrote, it's the anniversary of the first time they took a buggy ride together 3 years ago.
See, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Cliff. Canada.
Canada.
They have a land. Or they the capital of Canada is Ottawa, Canada. As you may know, it has 10. They have 10 provinces and 3 territories,
Canada.
There are more than 100 national parks and historical sites in Canada, Canada. So see, we should really go visit Canada. I feel like we'd have a lot of fun visiting Canada, going to national parks and seeing the beauty of Canada.
Of course, we would. Did you know this? This record from Canada. Is North America's lowest recorded temperature was negative 81.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh my God, on second thought, I'm never going to Canada.
You know, that's actually what I set my thermostat on every night, is negative 81.
Yeah, but it never reaches that.
Canada. No, because my enormous body heat, it just keeps heating up the room like there's a, you know, like a pulsating orange meteor in the middle of the room.
Oh, no, no matter where I sit, there's just like the bed sheets under me are hot after I get up. I just have so much body heat.
Oh, good. I had a box of crayons in my pocket the other day. Melted by the time I got them out.
That's why we can't put M&Ms in our pocket either.
No, they melt in your mouth, not in your hand, but they do melt if you are Cliff and Kendall, and your average body heat is 116.
Oh, and Cliff, that's no joke.
That's no joke. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
I really wish that was a joke. Cliff, this modest man is in the hospital series of tests.
He's a modest man. Yeah.
One of the last tests he has left is his system upset.
What? Mm.
I don't know what that means. Oh, okay. I read it wrong. Let's start over that. Let's start that over. Cliff... This man was in the hospital for a series of tests. One of the last tests he had left upset his stomach. And upon making several false alarms to the bathroom, he decided the latest was just another false alarm. So he completely, Cliff, he filled his bed up with human waste.
And
was embarrassed beyond anything that he could possibly face. So losing his presence of mind, he jumped up, gathered up the bed sheets, and threw them out of the hospital window. Well, Cliff... A drunk was walking by downstairs. You or I were walking downstairs. And this sheet with just loads of shit inside of it fell on him. He started yelling, cussing, and swinging his arms around every direction. And this security guard walked up. He said, "What is going on?" And the drunk replied, "I just beat the shit out of a ghost."
Oh, God.
Hilarity, Cliff.
Speaking of hilarious things that have happened, Kendall.
It's time for another one, yep.
There was an old man in his 80s. His name was Abe. And he got up and he was putting on his coat. And his wife said, "Well, where are you going?" And he says, "I'm going to the doctor." She says, "Why? Are you sick?" "No," he says, "I'm going to get some of those new Viagra pills."
Uh-oh.
So his wife got up out of her rocker and she put down her knitting and she put on her sweater and he said, "Well, where are you going?" She says, "Well, I'm going to the doctor too." "Why?" And she says, "Well, if you're going to start using that rusty old thing again, I'm going to need a tetanus shot."
Oh. That only get tetanus. Cliff, 2 minutes are talking. The first says, I got married because I was tired of eating out, cleaning the house, doing the laundry, and wearing shabby clothes. Mm. And the second said, amazing. I just got divorced for the very same reasons.
Kendall, Jenny. Did I ever tell you about Jenny? She was a knockout.
But Jenny. Jenny.
Jenny, don't lose that number.
I do know her phone number. I know Jenny's phone number.
It's 867-5309.
Exactly.
But anyway, she is also virtually brainless. A knockout, but brainless. Fortunately, this was no drawback as far as Jack's plans for the evening were concerned. He was delighted when she agreed to come up to his apartment for a late night cocktail.
Ooh.
As he prepared the drinks, full of anticipation, Jenny explored the apartment, stopping now and then to examine a painting or a book title that she didn't quite understand. At last, she stopped dead in front of his fireplace. What on earth is that? She asked, pointing to a carved wooden object lying on the mantle.
What is that? She said.
There's an animal off in the distance, dying.
Painfully.
Oh, that. It's African, he replied. They use them in their fertility rites. It's a phallic symbol. Ooh. Oh, I see, stated Jenny demurely. Well, I'd hate to tell you what it looks like. A wang.
I got it, Cliff. A wang. It was a
just a big wang. Symbol. Just a big wang, everybody.
Oh, Cliff. Charlie was in a bar. And three hot babes come up to him. They started hitting on him. And he asked if they wanted to come over to his house later. And they agreed to come over after they went home and got ready. So Charlie had a friend who worked in a drugstore. And he went to see him, Cliff. He asked his friend if he had anything that would keep him hard all night long.
Oh.
And the man laughed and handed him a bottle of pills, instructing him not to take more than one. Once at home, Charlie figured with three women, he should probably take three pills, of course. So he gulped them against the advice of his friend at the pharmacy. He gulped them down. The next day, Cliff, Charlie showed up at the drugstore to see his friend asking for some ointment. He showed him his member, Cliff, which was ripped to shreds. And in disbelief, his friend said, his friend asked if he was sure that he wanted to put ointment on his, you know, penis, Cliff. And Charlie said, no, I don't need it for my penis. I need it for my arms. The women never showed up.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, Killer's Pizza is so good. I'm so sad it's my last piece.
Oh my God, I'm glad that you were paying so close attention to the show. You're doing Canada a disservice, Cliff.
Kendall, did I mention all my jokes today took place in Canada? The old people, all of them.
Mine did too. Canadians. I think it's time to take a break so we can
excellent
enjoy.
Health. Well, quickly, Kendall, I just have a couple questions for you. I just got to pepper you with these questions real quick.
Pepper it.
How did the man feel when he received a big bill from the electric company?
Was he shocked?
He was shocked, Kendall.
And this concludes this episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
No. How long should an animal's legs be?
I don't know, Cliff. How long?
Long enough to reach the ground. And Kendall, how did the big mountain know that the little mountain was fibbing?
I don't know.
Oh, Kendall, because it was only a bluff.
Oh, Cliff, I was shocked by all those jokes. I gotta take a break so we can finish eating some of this pizza.
Oh, yeah, I gotta take a break. It's gone. It's gone. Austin, come get this box.
Oh, well, then I need to go find some other food, Cliff, and we'll be right back after this.
Austin, get this box out of here. Wait, is there ice cream?
Don't go away. Cliff and Kendall will be right back in one fat minute.
And here's news about Girdle.
Announcing a comfortable way to look 5 pounds thinner. The new 5 pounds thinner girdle by Playtex. Prove it yourself. Fingertips sew. Press in. See? The new Playtex girdle has fingertip panels to hold you in firmly. Yet it's so different. Feels like nothing you've ever felt before. Look 5 pounds thinner without losing a pound. In the new 5 pounds thinner girdle by Playtex.
And now back to the show.
Thank you.
we're back, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, do you know what candy I love? I love maple nut goodies. Don't you just love those? Have you ever had
those? I don't think that I have. Kendall, describe them to me in detail.
Oh, my God.
Run and get something real quick. Just describe those.
Well, then I'll describe them to the listeners in detail, listeners. They are... Just get out of here, Cliff.
Be right back.
They're like these nuts, these like maple nuts, and they're covered with this like syrupy maple nut syrup. It forms a hard shell, and so they've got this like, I don't know, it's got like, it's almost like a buttery butternut maple taste to it. Oh, they're so delicious though. But they sell them at most grocery stores. You can find them in the candy aisle at Walgreens. I also love to get fresh ones from little like roadside dried fruit stands and places like that. They're so amazing.
Oh, God.
Perfect treat for fall, Cliff.
What a great description. Kendall, I thought I'd take advantage because this late in the show, obviously, Mr. Snodbottom is asleep in the booth and he's not watching. So I thought I would take advantage since I ran out of pizza. I thought I'd go get some mini granola bars.
Our listeners are so excited. Cliff, I got some stupid questions that I want to ask you.
I can't wait, Kendall.
No, you can't. It's time for Kendall's stupid questions. If you're going to be eating granola bars, I might as well be asking you questions while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, those damn butternut Rye Krispies that we had at the beginning of the show.
Listen, Austin has really, he's stepped it up, and they are really good. Tyler is in heaven, proud.
he's proud somewhere. Cliff, if you could permanently set the time for sunrise and sunset, what time would you make sunrise and sunset?
I would make sunrise at 5:30 and sunset at 5:30.
Really? Really?
Yeah, really.
Really, 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 really. No, I would make the sunrise real early, but I would make it set probably like around 7 or 8.
Mm-mm. I love it. I love those winter nights when it's just, bam, dark before you know it. I love it.
I hate that. I look out the window, I'm like, what? It's dark? I can only hope that that's going to be... that's going to be the... This week's what one modern convenience could you not live without?
This podcasting studio.
Oh, amen. Amen, brother.
Kendall, what are you doing over there?
Charles has been rearranging my sound effects bar again.
I think Charles is just looking for things to do sometimes.
Do you think he's trying to just piss us off?
I don't know. Charles. I don't know. He was a fan. Remember when he used to call in to the show?
Well, it's one of those things. Never meet your idols because you'll just be disappointed about how fat and slobby they are.
Oh, and we would disappoint anybody.
Yep. Cliff, what fast food restaurant has the best food in your opinion?
Subway.
Now, I don't mean Subway. The best food like health-wise, but just like you're the best food, the most tasty food. You still say Subway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Dairy Queen.
Oh.
Ice cream.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, I want some ice cream. I'm going to have to make a run at the show for some ice cream.
Let's go together. We'll go. We'll go get some.
We'll just make a little run. Yeah. Cliff, what would you miss most about your home if you moved? Oh, that was a question I was going to ask you, but I know that not too long ago you moved. So what do you miss most about your old place?
Well, this is a weird thing. Let me take it down a notch, everybody. Let me get very Oprah. This is an Oprah answer, everybody. This proves that Kendall, Oprah, and I are one. What I really miss is when, long about sunset, the way the light would stream into the kitchen. It was this perfect, like, beautiful orange, and it was just really magical just to stand there in it. Really. Isn't that a weird answer, everybody?
That's a great answer. You don't have anything like that now?
Not anything as that I've noticed that's like that. Quite like that.
Well, those were all great answers for some stupid questions, Cliff. Mm-hmm. That's all the time we have for Kendall's stupid questions. Oh, lovely and stupid they are.
Oh, Kendall, is that your phone? I saw your phone blowing up over there.
Oh, Cliff, my phone continues to blow up ever since we started finding out what the kids are saying. Shit got real over here.
Oh, God.
That's what the kids taught me that. I said, shit got real, Cliff. one of the first things they've been texting to me is shaking the ketchup bottle, Cliff. Do you shake the ketchup bottle?
I hope not.
Oh, Cliff, it is a euphemism for male masturbation. The metaphor comes from both the vigorous shaking motion applied to a ketchup bottle and the splooging of ketchup when you shake it for long enough. And Cliff, the kids wanted me to just go ahead and point out this note that if it does actually come out ketchup colored, then you should probably consult a doctor.
Oh, God. Kendall.
Listeners. Yes, God, Kendall, we're the same person.
English muffin top. Kendall, this is reminiscent of us. It's a far more severe muffin top. It's where several folds of fat spill over a person's pants, creating various nooks and crannies. And somebody might say, well, there's butter aplenty in Cliff and Kendall's English muffin top.
Cliff, I think I got a Scottish muffin top.
I have a Belgian waffle.
A Belgian waffle top.
Yeah.
Cliff, scroll shock. Have you ever experienced this?
Scroll shock? No, I don't think so.
When you are casually browsing a web page and you scroll down and come across a picture that you had no intention or want to view. Let's say you're on some you know, just like normal casual porn site, Cliff, and you scroll down and then you find some weird, like a dwarf dressed as demon sex porn site. That's scroll shock.
Scroll shock. Kendall, I've never experienced that or been shocked in a way like that. I don't know what you're talking about, Kendall.
Ever.
Kendall, I once actually heard Tyler say this next one that the kids texted us this week. He said, bong appetit. Kendall, this is when you're stoned or very aware, about to munch, and you wish someone a good meal. And so I might say, dude, those 30 buffalo wings look great. Bong appetit.
Unfortunately, none of them can remember to say it. They're so stoned. Cliff, do you know what a digital snow day is?
Digital snow day. You know, I have a guess, I have a prediction, but I want you to tell me so I know for sure.
Well, Cliff, it refers to a work day interrupted by an internet outage that effectively shuts down all productivity, especially at like a .com business. You have a digital snow day. You ever have one of those?
Digital snow day. Kendall, I don't think I've ever had one of those. Kendall, not really. But, Kendall, this is something that we may be acquainted with. It's the next thing that the kids have texted in. This week.
I'm acquainted with that.
Kendall, they texted in Flop Master.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like something I'm acquainted with.
It's when a person makes plans and doesn't show up or doesn't follow through with the plans. They flop. This person becomes a flop master after not following through on a consistent level. And somebody might say, well, Cliff and Kendall are flop masters since every damn time they make plans to lose weight, it never seems to happen.
Well, and that fits well with the flop part of it.
Flop. Flab. We're flab. Flabby flop masters.
Floppy flop masters. Well, Cliff, that is all they text me this week. They're no longer texting me.
Oh.
But I'm sure that if you stay tuned to the next couple weeks of Cliff and Kendall, there will be more texting coming from those kids.
Oh, always more texts on the way.
My phone plan can't support it anymore. It's really sad.
Your phone plan, Kendall, let me tell you before we go, before you turn the switch on the sad music, I gotta let you know just a few more things. Did you know that Canada, you're gonna be shocked when you hear this.
Whoa. I'm so shocked.
Oh my God, what is that?
That was the sad music backing up.
Kendall, did you know Canada, it contains 9% of the world's renewable water supply?
Oh, I didn't.
No.
But now I know.
Now you know.
But did you know that there is, T-Bone Pickens said this, that there is enough oil in Canada, up in Canada, more than like Saudi Arabia, but the cost of getting it is just too great.
Isn't that interesting? Guy Lombardo, who is from Ontario, first heard Auld Lang Syne as a teenage musician when he and his brothers toured the rural areas that had been settled by Scots around his whole hometown, Kendall. Did you know that? And then he just recorded it, and then now every year on New Year's Eve, we sing.
Every year we butcher Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne. Kendall, should old acquaintance, should they be forgot and never brought to mind? What do you think?
Sure. Anyone that pissed you off. Forget them. Forget them and move on. Cliff, if our listeners are from Canada, I apologize. But you should go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. Cliff, do they even have computers in Canada?
Oh, Kendall, you're so
I'm just
horrible.
Kidding.
You're a terrible person.
No, I'm a fat person. Well, I'm a dumb person.
I don't have a moral plan. I'm a Canadian. And that was said by David Cronenberg.
David Cronenberg. Cliff, God bless America, but God help Canada to put up with them. And that was an unknown Arthur.
Oh. Kendall, listeners.
And finally, Cliff, a Canadian.
An old man sort of turned 98. He won the lottery. And he died the next day. And that was said by Canadian songstress Alanis Morissette.
Well, the Canadian is sort of like an American, but without the gun. And that was another unknown Arthur.
Bless him.
Take
God
us home.
Bless.
Take us home. Put down those Canadian roads.
Take me home, about the roots. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Salute Canada, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
But most times,
the world is the longest board.
But most.